Got it, you're a moron. And then the guy who's like, I thought Alan's tipped over, and you sound like a moron to me.
Oh, speaking of sounding like a moron, you need to do something for us.
Oh, okay. What's up?
So
Do,
we,
do, do, do,
you've
do, 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 do.
more or less.
Lords and ladies, you are listening to Brews Day Tuesday, episode 674. I now introduce to you the King of Clowns, your host, Tyler Dryblad.
So now, Dip, do you prefer being called the King of Clowns or, as Boris called you, Tyler Dumblad?
Yeah, I mean, the King of Clowns, obviously. But I feel like I enjoyed what Zach did, but without the track that I assume you put under there, he definitely just sounded like some British guy. You know what I mean?
Should
like,
I
he could just be?
Should I go? Should I just not do the track? Because I was gonna, but I don't have to. I obviously we're recording, so I haven't edited yet.
Yeah, if you don't, he's just gonna sound like a barrister or something like that.
Yeah, sure. I didn't like juggle or anything, verbally.
Maybe I'll release two versions of it for the completist to listen to.
Intro and outro.
Intro and outro. That's an interesting way to play it.
Well, Zach, I do want to make clear. I was not coming at your version. I just that's the sense I got from you.
Thank you.
But now I'd like to. That's like the thank you give in your English class, like. After somebody's done your creative writing,
thank you.
Oh, thank
Please
you. Yeah,
sit
thank
down
you.
Now so the next person can talk.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That one was tough. The cowboy had a much stronger sense of what I was going to do right away.
You
I,
knew
I
the
knew
character.
Exactly who that guy was.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the image you're getting of your beer. I see you just took a little sipsy there. What you got?
I did. So from Potter Kaidista, independent.
God bless you.
Cerveceria. It's brewed by Mexicans, which will frighten some of our listeners. it's called the Fat Mariachi. And so it's got sort of like a fat, mariachi dude on it. I had been thinking I'd been doing too many beers that were like fairly normal, and I was due for like kind of a gross, weird one. But then I walked in and I got can-arted. I was like, I love this fat guy on this beer.
It'll get you.
It's just a Mexican lager. It is 5.5% ABV. And if you're curious, a paracaidista is someone who uses a parachute. It means parachuter, but it's like usually like a skydiver sort of implication there. It poured out like crystal clear, like not hazy even a little bit. Straw yellow, had a white head of kind of uneven bubbles that's dropped off pretty quick. Ooh, that's nice. It's a little sweet, like a tiny, tiny bit sweet, then grainy. Very clean. I could definitely see myself having like three or four of these. I feel like it's what you want
and
from a Mexican lager.
Yeah, at five, whatever, that's... You can do that too, which is nice.
I think I might have something even boringer, if you
go
don't mind,
it.
Tyler.
That's fine. I've become more gentle in my old age. You can go.
Well, because I want to stay on theme, but also I have to wrap up my mini series on different ways to open bottles. This is my last bottle from this
it's
chapter.
It's too bad because they've all been gold.
They've all been gold. I know.
It's crazy because I haven't seen any. Every time I go, I come on. Sam goes, "It's stupid. I'm not doing it."
That's been about half of them, and this one is stupid, but it's easy, so I am doing it because it's
a
twist off.
Twist off. Just have a twist off. Just have a twist off. Is the other one? I'm just as disappointed by the last one as I was with the first one. Zach, you didn't miss anything along this journey. They've all been dog shit.
But it is a little tough to find a twisty in this day and age. So what I have for you is Yingling Flight. If Yingling is too hearty a beer for you, try Yingling Flight. Coming in at 2.6 carbs, 95 calories, and 4.2% ABV. Let's give this a taste. Well, I should smell it first, right?
I can see straight through it. I can see straight through it. He's just down in that son of a bitch. Go, 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 go. And you know he's doing it like the weird way where he's just taking a mouthful at a time.
It's too cold. It's too cold.
Oh, damn. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I didn't finish it all. But
that was pretty good, though.
I did bring another out because I was planning to do that bit. So I'll drink both of these and still feel nothing, probably. Well, yeah, true. It tastes like worm piss. Like, who cares? Who cares about any of this?
Awesome. Okay, I have from Toppling Goliath, Pseudosu Pale Ale. This is made in combination
Chicago.
With the Field Museum, because they have Sue, the T-Rex out there. So this is Pseudosu. It's pale ale. It's 5.8% ABV. It's really hazy. Really hazy.
I think it's cool you could find Pseudosu. I think of that as just like a Midwest operation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that I've had Toppling Goliath on here before, but I actually got a couple. I went and I got a U-Pick, and I got a couple of their beers.
It's in Iowa, right? Toppling Goliath?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're spreading out, I guess.
I think I had Pseudosu on the podcast at some
point. I was just going to say, can anyone remember who had Pseudosu? It was Zach on episode 234. We were so young. We were so young.
I'm curious. You don't tell me yet, but I'm curious what Zach gave it. It's extremely hazy. It has a light head of similarly sized bubbles. Oh, it's got that dull fruit cup smell that I enjoy.
Dull fruit cup is the new prunes.
That's fine with me. I'm perfectly fine with this. And I like this beer too, actually. This feels like what Hazy promised and failed to deliver. It's got some like juicy tropical notes at the front, but it's still got a pretty clean finish. Like, I don't find it to be weird and muddled. And I think that's the pale ale coming through. I find this to be very clean. So off the bat, I enjoy it. I'm into it. I like it.
I feel like there's some like, what's the term when you lie about history? I don't remember.
Revisionism.
There's some revisionism around IPA fruitiness. Like, IPAs that would be described as fruity and juicy existed before the hazy IPA trend. Yeah. And I feel like when hazy IPAs kicked off, they were like, now they can taste like fruit and also suck. And I was like, no, right. But they could taste like fruit before. I was drinking this before. They ruled. Make those ones some more. Why do you do? Makes me so mad. It's like the main benefit of a hazy IPA already existed. Mm. Just like you could already have done that. And people opted not to and made this new thing instead.
That's true. You're very right, Samuel. That's why we have you on this show. You want to talk about some people who are wrong?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go do, because this one's kind of funny, stuff.co.nz. I think most of our articles about people doing things wrong, but this one amuses me. Underage beer sting becomes a math problem for bar manager.
I'm listening.
So this takes place in New Zealand. Oh, Sam, this is more like my math problem than your math problem.
Oh, okay.
So these kids came into Woodside Bar in Auckland, New Zealand, and showed IDs that said they were like 17 years old in some months, which I guess is too young.
Is the drinking age there 18?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
And so the like manager was the one checking IDs, and he like saw them, I guess, and was like, go over to the bar and like wait for a second. But they went over to the bar and like managed to get drinks, and then he came back out. The bar manager like came back out and told them to leave because apparently he was unable to do the math to figure out how old they were, so he had to go into the back room to get a calculator to
Jesus
do the math.
Christ.
No.
And And in the time that he did that, they were like, they managed to get themselves served and spotted by some sting operation. And so the place got some fines, but they lessened the fines, it said, because they did recognize that he was essentially too dumb to do the math.
I mean, I do feel like sometimes at liquor stores, or more so at like a gas station, there'll just be a sign that's like June 2005. Exactly. And it just like, so you don't even have to do math. You just look at the sign. Is it before or after that?
Yeah. But the fact that you said 2005 is the cutoff for 21 really bums me out, Sammy.
I know. I did the math on the fly. You're pretty impressed.
So, can you believe though, so these kids showed up to this bar and showed their actual IDs, which showed they were underage. Like, did they know this guy sucks dick at math? Like it's the years are too hard now. He's not going to be able to do it. Like, how do the balls on these kids is crazy.
So there's definitely, this was the thing in college where it was like places had reputations. You don't have to have a real ID. Just show them something, show them anything at all, and you'll get through. Like,
yeah.
Someone told me if you give them a Pokemon card, that's good enough. Like the cameras suck. Like, all that needs to happen is they need to see you showing them something. So I wonder if it was one of those where they were like, they don't actually care what it says. They just need to be seen showing something.
Yeah. I definitely one time did that. It was your birthday, Samuel, and I'm 5 days behind you. And we went out to a bar, and I just gave the guy my ID, and he was like, okay, and let me in.
I don't even remember what bars we went to on my 21st birthday.
I don't know.
They probably sucked, because all the bars in Meadville sucked.
Yeah. But I did think it was funny that he just looked at it and looked at me and was like,
okay.
Fuck all it. Right. Yeah, pretty much.
So it probably was one of those. They were like, what's the worst that can happen? They say no, and we go to the bar down the road and try again. Probably was the gambit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a... I said, you know, I just said that I did the exact thing they're talking about here, but it was only 5 days away. I don't think I actually could have done this at like 17. I don't think I had I would be so upset if somebody was mad at me, you know, like the anxiety of getting caught like that. I don't think I could have done.
Did I tell you about when I went out with the Adamsons in DC when I was underage?
I think you did, but I can't remember anything.
This was like the dumbest shit in the world. So you remember Chaz?
Yeah.
Chaz, 2 years younger than us.
Right.
Had a fake ID.
Oh, didn't look
that much like me at all. Just like a boring white guy.
But you didn't even have to use it because you're
He lent me his fake. And I like, as we were going through the line, I was like panicking. And I got to the front of the line. And the bouncer, like, someone must have called him or something. He, like, looked over his shoulder, and I did a spin move past him and just kind of hid in the crowd. And then I was like, I guess I'm in the bar now.
I did it.
And it sucked. It sucked in there.
Stealth like, mission.
But I got in, and that makes me cool.
Yeah, man.
I tell you. The only similar experience I have to that is, like, one time I was I broke into a swimming pool with some friends of mine in high school, and we were there in the pool making noise, which we shouldn't have been doing because it was closed, and somebody called the cops on us, and, like, the police were as cool as they could have been, and that, like, when they were really far away, they, like, blooped the sirens, like, super far away, like, so you kind of knew cops were coming.
Yeah.
Like, to be like, now is the time to flee.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're like hiding in the dressing room because we were like, we just ignored the warning completely. We're hiding in the changing room, but we go through the woman's changing room because we bet it was probably male cops and they wouldn't feel comfortable going into the woman's changing room. So
she taps head three times.
Big brain thinking.
We were big braining it. So we're like, we're in the woman's thing. It's like, who cares? You get caught, it doesn't matter where you're at. And they did. They did go through the men's one. And then when they were going through, you can hear them through the wall. We went out and then went out the other way. Like, but there was one by the car and he was walking around the parking lot. And so I was like, oh fuck. It was legitimately like a Metal Gear game. I went on the opposite side of the squad car, right up against the car, and legitimately followed this cop as they walked around the car. And then I got the other and I bolted. And I fucking took off. And I got away. It was like the craziest thing ever.
Did your friends get away or did you leave them behind?
I left them behind. They got away separately. But they were like trying to figure out what to do and I bolted for the car. I was like, you gotta get close, not far away. They're not expecting you to be right there. But nowadays, I was like, the only way to get shot. That's like, the only way.
Yeah. Like creeping up behind this guy.
I know. His partner's like, but yeah, it was, that was the second time. That was the first time I've run from police, but I've run from police twice in my life. I got in the way both times.
Was the other one the oral sex one?
Huh?
Cool. We've talked about that on the show. We don't need to do it again.
No, that one I didn't get away from. I didn't get away at all that time. I know what you're talking about. No, the other time it was the summer after senior of high school, and we were all at a party, and we were having a, this guy just got off probation party. He had stolen someone's credit card, so we were like fucking just raging at his house, and someone called the cops, obviously, because there were like 100 kids there. And so we're all in the backyard because we hear the cops are trying to come in, and then basically you just see a flashlight click on, like, pointing at the backyard, and somebody just goes, "Don't move!" And he might as well have said, "Jump over that fucking fence!" Basically
everyone flee immediately.
Everyone just jumped the fence and took off running. And it was like the kids who couldn't clear the fence, like, were screwed. So it was like fucking Hunger Games. Like, you could clear the fence. So I bolted into the neighborhood. Some people tried to go to a Planet Fitness, like a 24-hour place. Some people who couldn't clear the fence hid under the bushes in the backyard and didn't get caught, but they had to be under there for 2.5 hours because they were still fucking going clearing out the house and stuff. And then that guy, it turns out he wasn't getting off of probation until Monday. It was in so much trouble because there was drugs there. His stepbrother, who was 16, was there. It was really bad. Everybody was underage.
Did he realize that what a dumb risk he was taking? Did he get confused about the dates?
No. Unlike this guy, he was not confused about the date. He was just celebrating before he crossed the goal line, and he made a huge mistake. Oh my god!
Incredible, absolutely incredible. Well, yeah. So I guess, if you're going to be this bad at math and own a bar, just have one of those big signs or a calculator watch or something. Don't have to go into the back office for this.
What's crazy is the calculator. He was literally just doing this year minus 18.
It's true.
It's not complex arithmetic.
It's just just minus 20 and add 2. You can do this, man.
Well,
I would say even ask them to do it for you.
How old are you?
What year is it again? What's that minus 18 again?
Get us a calculator.
Are you kidding me? The guy can't do this basic math. He's not a sneaky man. He's not like one of us.
Cell phone.
Yeah.
Google,
yeah.
What was 18 years ago?
Siri. Yeah.
Come on. Ask ChatGPT if you're this stupid.
That's crazy.
Oh, brother.
What a fucking guy. He's a business owner, by the way.
No, he's the manager, not the business owner. He's the manager. Okay, yeah.
He's just running all the day-to-day operations.
Right, exactly. boy. It did say that the business stood behind him. So he did not get fired.
They must have known
he's stupid, but he's our guy.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You can't ever order the right number of cups or napkins or fucking alcohol or mixers that we need.
I will say, if I owned a bar and I had to pick between someone smart and someone loyal, I think I would pick someone loyal.
Okay, Donald Trump.
So Dip, you can work at my bar if you want.
You know what? That works out well for me, so never mind. I'm on board.
Could I bartend at your bar? I'd have to like learn a little something, but I think I'd be a fun
Sorry, too clever, not interested.
Oh, man.
Okay, now I feel bad.
Yeah, that was the idea.
Yeah, you got there eventually. I stopped at a lemonade stand today. I will always stop at a lemonade stand. And I had a lemonade
stand. I just never have cash on me. Sometimes I'll walk my dog past a lemonade stand and they'll be like, "Do you want lemonade?" And I'm like, "Why would I have my wallet? I'm walking my dog. The only thing in my pocket is bags for dog shit."
You take bags of dog shit as currency?
Bags for dog shit.
They're worth something. If you got enough of them, you know.
If you have the right recipient.
I don't know.
Yeah. I always stop at a lemonade stand. I had a lemonade stand when I was a kid, and people didn't stop at it very much. And it was always a big deal when somebody did, so I want to pay that forward. But it got me thinking, do you have anything like that? Like anything that you're like always going to do or like stop for or something? Or are you both heartless monsters, I guess is the question.
I guess heartless monster.
Yeah.
I stop for. I mean, if in or the not world stop for, but cash. Like
not like necessarily stop. Like another thing that I used to be real hardcore about was giving blood. Like I was like, well, that's probably like the least thing I can do in this world is give some blood. But now I have issues and I can't always give the blood. So it doesn't have to be like stopping for like a kid or something, but like just something where you're like, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to do that one.
I think I've talked on here about why I stopped giving blood, which is that our work has a blood drive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You signed up for a slot and I signed up for a 10 a.m. shift and I showed up at 10 a.m. and they were like, we had a bunch of walk-ins. We're not going to be able to get to you until 11 a.m. And it was like, okay, if you don't want my blood, you don't get it. And I left.
Fair.
And that's I've fair. Never been back.
That's fair. But stop derailing me.
They don't want my blood anyway. Zach knows what I have, right, Zach? You remember this time, right? What do I have, Zach?
Good shit. AB positive.
Yum, yum, gimme none.
My charitable act that I always do is I donate to food pantries regularly because I think they make really good use of the money. Like, you can have a really big impact per dollar. And it's hard to object to people being fed. Like, I really don't worry too much about how it's being used. The stopping at ice cream trucks is a thing that I will do when I have the opportunity. Because I feel like you don't see ice cream trucks around my neighborhood at all, like, very much. So once going by, I hear the song, I will, like, go, like, look around a little bit, trying to figure out, like, what's going on. And the ice cream sucks. Like, it's bad. It's fun going to the ice cream truck. It kind of rules.
You're kind of planting this in my brain. Like, my neighborhood will never get an ice cream truck on it. It's all old people in my neighborhood. But it's occurring to me that I think that if it was like a random 3 p.m. on a Saturday and I heard that music, I would just grab the nearest child to me and sprint out the door to be like, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. You get to have ice cream. Cause it's like, it was so important to me as a kid. And I don't even think my kids would understand what that music indicates just cause it's not part of their
time.
Why would they? They've never seen a fucking ice cream truck, but like, God, it was just so magical. And I want them to have that magic. But I think if it's going to happen, we're going to have to move.
See, right. I like this. This is getting towards the heart of what I was asking. Zach's original answer was making me nervous because I was like, oh shit, like he's actually a good person and stuff. But then we started talking about the ice cream trucks and I felt more comfortable.
And I'm elbowing kids out of the way. I'm like, I was a fucking Spider-Man with the gumball eyes. Fucking awful. Immediately. And you have two fucking gumballs you gotta work around.
Anytime, like, even bubblegum ice cream, like, man, fuck all of that. What are you even doing?
Well,
just
making
it
worse. You can't get... Obviously, the novelty ones were attractive to kids, but the best thing out of an ice cream truck is going to be, like, a Bomb Pop or, like, a Choco Taco.
Ice cream sandwich.
Ice cream sandwich, sure. Ice cream sandwich, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the anything that looks like a character, if it's SpongeBob or Spider-Man, mm-hmm. it's basically made out of foam. Like, you're essentially eating styrofoam.
If it were good, they wouldn't had to make it look fun.
Yeah, correct. Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
That was like the first growing up moment, I think. Sorry. Is getting the Spider-Man one or the SpongeBob one as a kid being like, this fucking sucks. What the hell?
Wait a minute. Is there no God?
Oh, he's fake. It sucks ass. The gumballs are an inconvenience, not a boon.
I'm glad you said that because it's a good segue into another thing that sucks. Our next article from abc.net.au. We're really going into the South Pacific today. New Zealand, Australia. Yeah, really. This one is how the Sing beer family is being torn apart by a salt
allegation. Sorry, say that again. I think you pronounced that wrong, even though you have the t-shirt of it.
Fuck you.
Exactly the reaction I wanted.
Beer Sing, huge beer company in Thailand, a multi-billion dollar beer dynasty, and it's, quote, being torn apart by explosive allegations. In Thailand, there's a 1908 law known as the Ungrateful Child Law, and it basically allows parents to go after their kids for, like, not supporting them.
Jesus.
Which is, yeah, I mean, it's like a different culture, you know, but, yeah, too
Western... I know, I should be more tolerant of other cultures, but it feels dystopian.
No, for sure. To Western ears, this is... I had almost the exact same reaction, but, like... I want to portray myself as being more open-minded than you, so...
And I'm white, and I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah. But this one of the members of the family, Cy Scott, alleged that his brother and babysitter had abused him. And his mother is now suing him under this law, basically saying that he, you know... damage the family's reputation by making these claims. And
I'm sorry, what does this have to do with beer again?
Because they're heirs to they control Beer Sing. That's the whole thing. Yeah. So pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know jack shit about how the legal proceedings would occur there. I barely understand how legal proceedings occur here.
Yeah.
So, like, what happens? Like, is there, like lawyers yelling at each other? Does this go to court?
Yeah, it goes to court for sure, yeah. It says that most commonly with these ungrateful child cases, they're resolved through court-mediated negotiators. But
An arbitration type of a deal?
Yeah, essentially. But, I mean, that's just most times. I guess sometimes it can come down to, like, a judge rendering a decision.
Yikes.
Yeah.
This is so brutal. What a fun article.
You're welcome.
This guy got sexually assaulted, and then his mom sued him. For
like, not thanking her, I guess.
There's nothing to do with her. Because... He's still presumably taking care of her in whatever manner he needs to take care of a billionaire. Like,
I don't think he's even taking care of her.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's that kind of
family
case.
Name. Like,
exactly.
Don't you think they're a little too far, accusing them of sexual assault? Like, don't you think they went a little too far?
Right.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yes.
Let me get into my cousin Vinny this thing. I feel like I can do this. I'd pro bono this for just the flight out to Thailand.
You're going to jail. Their laws are whack. You can still go to jail for, like, saying, I don't think there should be a king, which is whack. They have crazy Les Majesté laws out there.
Well, that's a lesson for everybody who's still got a king in your country. They can do that.
Truly.
It is.
I don't understand why the United States has diplomatic relationships with any monarchy. Like, isn't that our whole founding thing was, like, no kings?
Bad monarchy, bad.
Wasn't that a rally we had?
Yeah, several times.
Mine just, had a little carve out for sultans and sultanates, though. Just
right, sure.
I was like, kings, sure. No, but a sultan is fine. That's kind of cool. I like the style of a sultan.
Emperors are cool, pharaohs are cool, but no kings.
Not down with crowns
right now. There's no emperors right now.
Any other sort of you know, dynastic headwear is cool, but no crowns.
I would say that I'm crowned with a sickness.
Ooh, okay.
Alright.
Wow.
That didn't mean anything, but it sounded clever, so I'm sticking with it.
I do love, like, the early 1900s when everybody was just claiming themselves as an empire, like the Italian Empire. It's like, oh, you guys got Libya. Congrats. You know?
We got it.
Yeah.
Well, it's like fucking, like, Austria-Hungary, and you're like, at some point, it's like, they're like the size of, like, Ohio and Indiana. And you're like, that's kind of crazy. That empire's kind of strong. Don't you think?
Bosnia and Herzegovina is still a thing.
That's not an empire, though. That's a... Yeah. Yeah.
Ask them if it's an empire.
Didn't they vote to separate because they basically live on like an ethnic, there's like a street that like goes down and like Herzegovinians over here, Bosnians over here.
They both voted no to spite one another.
They'll have to look at me. No, it's just like you have your cabbage soup hot, and we have our cabbage soup lukewarm.
You must die.
We're too different. It'll never work.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
Well, I guess good luck to this guy. Sorry, he got diddled. That sucks.
Good luck. Really nuanced landing there, Zach. Thank you. We stuck the landing, stuck the outro.
And that's why this is a news program.
Right. I'm sorry that it happened to him. I think it's bad.
Scorching hot take.
I think it was bad that happened, and I don't support it. But I do think the medicine probably goes down a little smoother with a couple $1 billion. It probably will help. But that,
Jesus
Christ. It could be way worse.
What I hope is that this gets the name Sing into the public consciousness more. So the next time I order a beer Sing, I don't get corrected like an idiot.
No, it's never going to happen.
That's probably true. Oh, also, if you want to keep feeling bad, I have a quick update from last week. Remember how I was like, thank God I didn't have to give CPR to that lady who got hit by a car?
Oh, it was your fault that they died?
Oh, well, she definitely died. She definitely died. Zach, I was nowhere near the situation. I couldn't have helped anyway. I was out kayaking, and this lady got hit by a car, but they came into the station and were, like, asking if anybody knew CPR. And if I hadn't been out kayaking, I would have legally had to go help. And I'm just so thankful that I didn't have to, because...
And so your update is this lady that we already knew for sure was dead is dead.
We didn't know she was dead.
We knew.
I just got to smooch that lady, he said, kicking the water at the top of the lake. No, I think it's crazy that they had to be like, does anyone know? It's like, have you not seen any media? You can't fucking figure it out.
That's also
push
true.
Down, staying alive.
That's a great point.
You don't have to do the mouth thing if you're not comfortable with it. It's fine.
That's true.
I did have to get CPR certified when I worked at our school's gym, which is weird, and I'm kind of remembering that in the moment.
That girl has the dodgeball. I think she needs CPR. Everybody step away.
But, like, the whole time I was waiting for them to tell me something that I hadn't learned about CPR from just watching TV. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. Chest compressions, the mouth stuff, and the staying alive. Right.
Well,
okay, now when are you going to tell me your secrets? Nope, nothing? Okay, just the stuff I already knew. Great.
The one thing that most people don't realize is just how much pressure you have to give it. Like, if you're not cracking sternums, you're not doing it right.
Luckily, the car probably softened her up.
Yeah.
Sorry. I am pro getting hit with cars. I'm against sexual assault. That's obviously bad, but I think sometimes getting hit by cars, I think we need to not be the apex predator.
So it's an interesting nuanced take there.
You know what I just realized is I did not help this woman who got hit by a car. I mean, obviously I wasn't around, but one time I did spend several hours helping a turtle that got hit by a car.
Oh, man.
So
just that, like gluing it back together.
No, I had to track down like a wildlife rehabilitator and like get him to the wildlife rehabilitator. The turtle survived, but it's just an interesting view of where my priorities are, I think.
Because you were so pleased that it wasn't your problem for the human.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, that's like a lot to deal with.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing for sure. It's like a whole afternoon.
Yeah. I don't have the...
Actually, I had other stuff to go do, so I think he's got it from here.
I don't work at one of those fancy places that, you know, gives you a therapist. You know.
Oh, no. You're back out there. You got your gun loaded, and you're back out there.
That's right.
I'm sure they give you guys guns, right?
No. No, not at all.
Speaking of whole things, Zach, what whole things have you experienced in the past six-ish weeks?
What things have you has your whole experienced?
Oh, I mean, we can't really talk about that too much. Kind of got a collab coming out. You'll see. I think the thing I'm thinking about most is I was invited to play Mahjong with the family Muzilla, and I went. And I don't know if they like, grew up in like a Chinese opium den or what, but they're all fucking amazing at Mahjong. And I like got sent a half hour long tutorial that I understood, kind of.
Yeah.
But like, you know how you look at Mahjong and you go, that's gotta be just complicated as hell. It fucking is complicated as hell. It's not like it's like I can scratch the surface and understand vaguely what's happening, but even figuring out how many points you get after you win is fucking insane. I legitimately can't understand how the game was invented. It's fucking crazy, and I recommend not getting into Mahjong because I feel so inadequate for how shitty I did. I'm downloading a free app on my phone to play Mahjong so I can practice. The next time I go, I'm also going to start smoking. And wearing those visors. Right.
That'll probably help, honestly.
I'm going to wear a wife beater, and I'm going to smoke, and I'm going to have a visor on. And I'm just going to sit there smoking, crouching like a gargoyle, and I'm just going to be doing my Mahjong. Yeah. And then I'll do Russian roulette if I lose. Or whatever.
You saying that this is hard and like complicated and you didn't know how to do it, I've never heard a stronger advertisement for someone with my bad brain chemistry to learn a game than you saying, it's hard, I don't know how to do it. Now I feel like I must master this so I can show you that I'm the real boss around these parts.
I think you'd like it. What's that like card game that we played online a couple times?
Dominion.
Dominion. It's like that, where it's like there's a million different ways to win the game. It's like everybody's trying to win the game in a different way, and you're trying to figure out like what you're doing. It's like that. And just like Dominion, there's like a gajillion pieces, and you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm rock hard right now, dog.
You're zonked out. I do think you'd really like it.
The last time I played...
out with his dong out.
Hell yeah, dog. The last time I played games with the Mozillas was the brief time when we played the Dune card game.
Oh, fuck.
My first ever time playing the Dune card game, while Alan and his brother were both talking shit about how great they were at it and how much they practiced, I came in second place. My second time I played, I won, and I haven't played it since, and I never will again because I go out on top. Now, I'm going to play Mahjong. I'm going to come in third, then second, then first, then retire.
Yep. My favorite thing about Dune is when you get to, like, book 8, they're like, oh, also, there's a whole planet just full of Jews.
And the Jews are there, don't worry.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. It's like the whole book is about how there are, like, Zen Sunnis and, like, you know, Shia Christians, and they're like, but Jews, 24,000 years in the future. It's just a whole planet full of them.
We'll go ahead and sequester them away from the plot, because they're a whole thing.
So good.
At least it's a dry heat on Arrakis.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I really feel like I've heard this bit before from you two 3 years
ago. There's no way. I learned today that there are Jews in Dune. Which means we should write...
You smoke enough weed, I'm sure you've forgotten.
That's true. It's possible.
Please don't tell Mary, but I was so sure you went to the Hans house to play Mahjong. I was really surprised when you heard...
super duper racist. Super duper racist.
Mozilla's.
They'd never invite me over.
I Emily and I went there once. I think it was before they ever married. We played the Exploding Kittens card game. It was fun.
Ooh, that one was fun.
Nice.
Yeah, Mahjong, fucking hard as hell. I feel pretty dumb. I was also a little high, which basically meant I had a learning disability the entire time. Like, I needed to play digitally because I could tell I was going too slow. So I just kind of needed to go faster than I wanted to. But I would just sit there and look at my thing. And it was like, I was like, ah, fuck. And just every turn, that's my first thought, which is, ah, fuck. Oh, no. And you have to count to 17. You have to, like, build the board before the game starts. You have to have two rows of 17 tiles. And I was like, counting to 17 sucks. How do you think of a game where you're like, nah, 17 is how we'll go. We'll have 34 tiles in two stacks of 17, and we'll build a wall with them, and we'll draw off of that as the game goes. Like, that's like
you're just describing my ideal game. Can we wrap this up so I can learn how to play Mahjong? There's an app, right? There's got to be an app.
Yeah. It's called Mahjong Spirit. It's free.
Tell him that. He's out. He's on his second monitor over there just playing Mahjong for the rest of the episode.
Mahjong Stole, excuse me, but yeah, that's the one I have.
Yeah.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Also, no, we can't be done quite yet because we have one more terrible article from TheGuardian.com. Do you need electrolytes? Will tea cool you down? Is it safe to drink beer? How to stay hydrated in a heat wave?
Is the answer just like, make sure you drink more water than you don't drink?
Truly don't do that. I don't know. This article is a block of dense text, so I just did control F alcohol and read the three sentences on that. And it says that you can drink beer, kind of. They say one drink that's around 4% ABV can have a net hydrating effect. But as you start to drink more alcoholic drinks, it becomes more and more of a diuretic, and net you lose water.
So you did the control F for alcohol. I did a control F for beer. The one hit is from the title. That feels like not allowed. That feels like they're not delivering on the promise of the premise. You need to talk to me about beer specifically, or you shouldn't be tagging it in your title.
It does say a pint of lager in here.
Oh, I mean, how much shit do I got to control F for?
That's why I just
lager has one hit. Great. Oh, ale. That
was a terrible article.
Has three hits and none of them are actually ale. Gonzalez, that helps.
It's kind of cool. They've got they said milk is hydrating, which is gross to think about.
I thought milk was a bad choice.
Just drink a bunch of milk. Slap your gut. Will Ferrell smacking his gut with like a milk mustache is like a visual that comes to me randomly throughout my life.
I think if I drank milk, I would again have a net liquid loss because I would throw up all the milk. If I was just chugging milk in the hot summer sun.
Oh.
I will say as a counterpoint, I've been hungover and poured a glass of milk and it's really kind of refilled my stamina meter.
You're a filth monster.
I think because it's water and fat. I think is what the body craves at that point. The body craves is ibuprofen, but milk helps too.
I don't want anything like with too much viscosity after I've been drinking.
Yeah, you can bung it though.
Sure. You're right. You could always bung it. Yeah.
Yeah, this article doesn't actually cover what happens if you drink it with your south mouth. they didn't really get into it. And I think that's a huge missed opportunity. I will say word count wise, by far the highest article you've posted in probably months that I've been on.
Yeah.
And I love that you just gave up immediately. You're like, well, I can't. I'm not going to be able to do this. It's basically like, yeah, like beer's not great to do. I'm like, didn't sailors drink fucking grog all day? Like,
yeah.
You're telling me that was 4% or under?
But that's
in their defense, because their job was really boring.
Yeah,
true. Well, they were drinking like grog and small beer because drinking the water would give you the shits. You know,
kill like, you. You're gonna fucking kill
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. So
it yeah. is crazy to me that, like, basically, when you read about how much everyone drank before Prohibition, like, Prohibition kind of makes sense. You're like, people were just chugging whiskey all day long at work and then going out to drink more in the end of the day. I was like, everyone was basically drunk 24/7 from, like, 1750 to, like, 1900.
Yeah.
And they were like, it's getting a little out of hand, guys. And, like, the only reason we have, like, cocktails is because of Prohibition, because the alcohol got worse, so you had to mix it with stuff.
Yeah.
You had the new school cocktails with, like, shit in them.
I think it's crazy that there was, like, crystal clear water all over the place, and everybody was just dumping into it with such vigor that you couldn't drink it. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, you had to get a tortoise to bring on your boat with you, because tortoises have a bladder of fresh water inside of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you stack them up on each other, they can't escape. So they didn't even need to time.
Just push down on the top one. Yeah. Put a bucket out.
Oopsie, is your shit of all time. And they would just kill them and drink the water out of them and eat them. And apparently they were so delicious that a Galapagos tortoise didn't make it back to England for like 100 years. Like, legitimately, it was like the 1900s before one actually got back to England, because they kept eating them on the boat and they tasted so good.
I love British maritime history. Like, the fact that they cured scurvy. They, like, had sauerkraut, and they were like, oh, sauerkraut cures scurvy. And they're like, well, making sauerkraut is too hard. Let's just have people eat cabbage. But it's the whole fermenting process that gives the cabbage the vitamin C. So they lost the cure for scurvy for, like, 200 years and just had to remake it again.
Fucking
That's
idiot.
Preposterous. It's so stupid. How did they rule the world?
It is crazy. It's amazing what giving everyone syphilis can do.
It's yeah,
like an
truly.
STD army, where they're like, look, if we have sex with everyone in this country, they'll all die. And they're like, win-win for us, you know what I'm saying?
Too bad we don't fight like that anymore.
Yeah. World War III is going to be really fun.
It would only be gays in the military. That'd work out great for me.
A draft right now would actually be hilarious. It would be so funny to see who would be in your unit in a draft. Now that I think I'm actually too old to get drafted now, or at least I'm getting very close.
Yeah.
But, like, holy fuck, would it be funny to have, like, you and, like, some guy who's, like, a professional Magic the Gathering player.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's job is so removed from anything physical. We would be by far the worst military of all time. Like,
yeah, it's so weird.
Random farmers from China by far are more physically capable than I am. Like, by far.
Yeah.
I'm in absolute dog shit shape. And I think if they just did, like, a blanket draft of people between the age of 20 and 40, I would be like an Adonis compared to most of my unit. Just like, everyone treats their body like such shit that, like, yeah. by
it's
default, I'm like, I can, like, jog a bit. Wow! Right. Put this guy in charge.
Dude,
I don't
kids
always
have
a
no
zing.
Cardio.
Yeah.
No cardio in their bodies at all.
Not always chewing tobacco, so, you know.
You know.
I'm sergeant now, I guess.
It'd be so fun, actually. It'd be so funny. The only thing I have going for me is I'm very desensitized to violence. Like, I'm basically a RoboCop with no... Like, that's how fast I would move as well, with all the shit on. I'd just be, like, RoboCopping down the street. If you gave me some sort of super gun, yeah, it would just be going crazy. And I've shown you my target shooting thing, so I'm 100% a confirmed kill bot.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
The sad thing is, before they checked who is the best at running, they would, like, give everyone an Xbox controller and be like, control this drone and blow up as many people as you can. That's the most important rank.
Uh-huh. And we're the best military outside of maybe South Korea.
I was just going to say South Korea would fucking crush. They'd the APMs. They could have it do a bunch of shit that they'd have to, like, click on and shit. They'd be going nuts over there.
Yeah, truly. Stutter-stepping their droids or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking spin move. I don't know how the fuck you did that.
Okay, well, I think this is a good place, right? We've come to a nice plateau.
Yeah, yeah, I think now that we're nice and sad, let's wrap it up.
Okay, well, Samuel, we're going to do this in reverse. What did you have?
I had Yuengling Flight, which is their light beer. It sucks. It sucks. It's really bad. It's worse than other light beers, in case anyone is worried that I'm just criticizing light beer as an idea. I would rather have a Coors Light or a Bud Light or a Miller Light than this. I thought it was really bad. Drinkable. But it's because it's light beer. I'm going to give it a 1.6.
That's terrible.
Yeah, Zach? It was terrible.
I had from Paracay Vista, I had the Fat Mariachi, 5.5%, Mexican lager. I mean, this is not, you've had this beer before, whether you've had this beer or not. But in terms of the Mexican lagers, which I am a big fan of, I think this is quite nice. I think this is clearly better than Corona. It doesn't have that really metallic kind of bitter taste. Like, you don't need to add a lime to this to make it drinkable. Very, like, sweet up front, very clean finish. I mean, this is like a Modelo-esque, Sol-esque, maybe not quite as bitter as Victoria, but, like, if you're in a slightly upper echelon of Mexican lager, I think you're really going to enjoy this, especially if Modelo is not around or you want to just support maybe a smaller brewery than that. I enjoyed it. I would definitely, it's summer. Sometimes I want to sit in the backyard and drink a beer, and I think this is a great beer to drink in the backyard. I'm going to give this a 6.1.
All right. I had Toppling Goliath's Pseudo-Su Pale Ale, 5.8% ABV. I really enjoyed this. Delicious tropical flavors. That's really what I, kind of one of my favorite flavor profiles. It didn't have the like weird muddled hazy finish, because I mean, it never said it was a hazy. It's just, you know, good old tropical flavors in a beer without being all weird. Exactly what I'm looking for. I'm going to give it an 8.1 and recommend it to folks who want to like hazies but just can't. This is what you're looking for right here.
And just to put a bow on that beer, Zach had this forever ago, but it wasn't this one precisely. Apparently they have specifically a Mosaic dry hop version of it. Which is what Zach brought on. He gave it a 6.9. Maybe, but, you know, that's just this version of it. I've had this beer a bunch of times. I think it's great.
Yeah, so I'm into it.
I think the 8 range makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I have another Sue. I think I have Cyber Sue as well, so I'll probably be having that next week.
Well, now Samuel. Let me check, you dick.
Oh.
Nope. No, control F for cyber. I was sure there must be something. This show has gone on for so long, but nope. You'll have the first cyber beer next
week. We've never cybered on this show, huh? That's weird.
Hell yeah. Cyber.
Well, that's just for the Patreon.
Sure. Sam, do you know what you're having next week?
I haven't looked ahead at my fucking book, my shame book.
Oh, yeah. It'll probably be something really good.
Yeah, well, it'll be content, and that's all that matters.
I suppose so. Zach, thank you so much for being on.
It's a pleasure.
Listener, boy, I don't even know. What do we want the listener to do for us this week, you guys?
Try a pseudo-su.
No, you know what? Listener, if you want to tell us how to... If you want to teach Zach how to play Mahjong, then you should email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewsdaytuesday.com. You can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let us give you don't see you next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
What you should watch, if you haven't, is Spider-Noir. The Nicolas Cage Spider-Man show. It fucking rules, actually.
I haven't seen it.
I'm 5 episodes in, and I'm fucking loving it.
It's great. Nice. Are you watching it in black and white?
Yes.
Hell yeah, it looks incredible. It looks so good. They did such a good job with it. And Nicolas Cage is just being weird as fuck. It's awesome.